Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
You on the radio, yeah.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Welcome to Around the Toolbox Special. This is our for the trades, all of you people out there, hard work, you know, business to business, maybe you're selling to the trades. This little podcast is for you. Wanted to just touch base on something before we get into today's subject. For all you people out in the trades, if you're working on heavy equipment and you're doing big projects, Milwaukee Tools just a few minutes ago announced finally their MX Fuel line of tools. What is MX Fuel? It is a platform that provides the technology and capacity for Milwaukee to basically step up for commercial grade tools that will outperform gas powered tools. You're like, yeah, whatever. I've heard that. You will not believe how crazy this stuff is. Now head over to Facebook Around the House with Eric G. I'm going to post up here in a few minutes after I post up this latest podcast. I got to use these tools last spring when I was back at Milwaukee. And of course, we could not release them. We could not talk about them. I had to keep all my pictures and videos put away until Halloween, and that is today. So you're looking at lighting that is for a job site, like if you're on a road crew that will outperform gas. You're looking at a jackhammer breaker that I used that is the best one I've ever used, period. You'll see the video. Better than any air, electric, you name it. This stuff is one step above everything out there. And this, for all you commercial guys, I think will prove that gas and air power for these kind of tools is dead. So that actually takes Milwaukee to three different lines. They've got their M12 system, subcompact for power tools. They've got their M18, which has, you know, a couple of hundred different tools out there. And now MX Fuel, which is best-in-class lighting, best-in-class, all the different things from, you know, cutoff wheels to jackhammers to all the different stuff you're going to see. But I tell you what, this stuff is impressive. So head over and look over. You can see the links over on my Facebook page Around the House with Eric G. You'll see it there. I will post up my video of the smoothest jackhammer I've ever used. And that's one of the things that I thought was amazing. I was busting up some pretty hard concrete and knocking this stuff out. And I tell you what, it was like butter. When you watch the video, look at my badge that I'm wearing. It's not moving because it's not shaking me at all. I could literally run this thing for 8 hours in a day and not break a sweat. It's doing all the work for you. So for me, that's impressive, because when you can get into situations like that, that's going to get you, you know, getting a lot more work out in the day and a lot less injuries. So I do like that. Well, hey, I wanted to talk today about something that is always a big one out there that costs everybody a ton of money. Wasting time. Wasting time just absolutely can kill a business. Great example. I saw one construction company, not going to name them. They would send their guys out every morning, all their multiple crews. Every morning, they'd go spend a half hour in Home Depot. Every single morning. Then they'd commute to the job site. Job site could be an hour away, let's say. Problem was, is you taking your entire production staff, and they're all jumping in trucks, and they were going in and wandering Home Depot, getting the stuff they needed for every day. You would not believe the money they saved by hiring one person that went out and got materials, had them all ready for the job the next day. All of a sudden, their entire staff was not spending 30 to 45 minutes a day walking the aisles of Home Depot on payroll and getting to the job site 30 to 45 minutes earlier every single day. That was a huge waste of time and a huge waste of money. And all of a sudden, production stepped way up. Now, for you business owners out there, one of the worst things you can do, micromanaging. And I know a lot of micromanagers out there, you'll go, oh, you're micromanaging. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just trying to make sure that I got everybody on track doing their thing. Ask your employees sometimes and say, hey, am I micromanaging you? They might not give you an answer, but take a look. Pay attention to what you're doing. Micromanaging can turn around and be a demotivator, as well as wasting your time and energy as a owner, CEO, or partner. The other thing too, take a look at your unneeded steps in your business. Are you duplicating things? Are you creating more work to be busy? Sometimes you've got to process and examine those processes, because those processes could look really good when you're tiny. But as you grow, that next step, you need to re-examine those processes. Because if you're duplicating services or duplicating work, that's money. And time is money. So pay some attention to that. And then more importantly, if you're having to micromanage somebody on your team, maybe they're, you know, maybe they've got some problems with that. I'll be honest, get them trained or get them out. And I know it sounds like being a jerk, but if you've got one person that has the wrong attitude and can't figure it out, make sure you put them in a position that they can figure it out. If they're not, time for them to move on and find another place of employment, because you can spend so much time and so much energy, and especially when it's hard to find good people out there. If you've got the wrong people on the wrong team, it's just like football. You got the wrong quarterback on there, or you got the wrong head coach, guess what? You got a heck of a mess. So make sure you've got the right people. Otherwise, you're going to have an 0-12 season, and you got a big, big problem. And nobody wants to have that. All right, everybody. I'm going to share up some of this MX Fuel stuff up there. So take a look at this. It's brand new. Unless you've been a friend of somebody out there who was sharing stuff, you haven't seen this before. It's brand new, ultra heavy duty tool line like nothing else out there. There's nothing else doing this kind of stuff. So take a peek over and around the house with Eric G on Facebook, and I'll post the video up. It is impressive stuff. All right, everybody, have a great week. We'll be talking to What Tools Inside, talking power tools, and some other projects and stuff this weekend around the house with Eric G. Have a great week. Happy Halloween. Stay safe out there. Watch out for those little kiddos. And don't forget, it's a fallback weekend, so make sure you check those smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors and get those dialed in. We want to keep everybody safe. See you on Saturday.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.